Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I'm going to start with the filibuster, not a filibuster. Senator Dick Durbin on Sunday said Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's demand for absolute protection of the filibuster to run a 50-50 Senate is a non-starter. If we gave him that, then the filibuster would be on everything every day, the Illinois Democrat told NBC's Chuck Todd on Meet the Press yesterday morning. Your thoughts?
Well, the filibuster, of course, cuts both ways. And we have seen that. Mitch McConnell changes his mind, changes his use of the filibuster, depending on the circumstances. So right now, we have an interesting lineup. Joe Biden doesn't seem to be all that interested in changing the filibuster rule. And that's an interesting idea. He's a moderate. He wants to work with McConnell. He thinks he can, and he is sort of setting the White House tone as opposed to what the Senate Democrats want right now. They want to be able to push legislation through, and, you know, they can use what's called the reconciliation process, meaning that if something has a budgetary implication or connection, that it just takes a simple vote rather than the extra votes you need for the filibuster. So there does seem to be an interesting implication here, which is that things like civil rights legislation, other things, would be subjected to the filibuster as opposed to anything that is connected to anything with money, like, for example, the Biden plan for dealing with the pandemic, which is going to cost, you know, a lot of money. So that's where we are right now. This thing, as I said, goes both ways. It can either kill you or help you, depending on whether you have the majority.
Well, today, Democrats are pressing ahead with a second impeachment trial, Alan, as the Republicans are divided on how to defend Trump. House impeachment managers are planning to send an article of impeachment to the Senate today, alleging incitement of insurrection after the pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol. I saw a tweet from Robert Reich, the well-known economist, who said the February vote in the Senate on whether to convict Trump should be a secret ballot in order to protect the safety of senators and allow them to vote their conscience. Is that something that is even legally possible, Alan?
It is possible. It's not going to happen, and it shouldn't happen. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, the idea that secret ballots by sitting senators should exist is reprehensible because it's not part of democracy. Democracy demands that we know what our representatives are doing. That's why we call it representative government. Voters can't act knowledgeably when they vote for somebody if they don't know how they voted. It's ridiculous. I understand where he's coming from, and I understand he wants to bring the Republican senators, who in so many cases are gutless and much more worried about their political survival than anything else, along, but it's ridiculous. You can't have, and you shouldn't have, secret ballots in a representative democracy.
The Arizona Republican Party sent a clear signal, says CNN Saturday, that its leadership remains loyal to former President Donald Trump when it voted to publicly punish Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, former Senator Jeff Flake, and Cindy McCain, all of whom opposed Trump's efforts to overturn President Joe Biden's victory. The issue of President Trump now talking about a Patriot Party and pushing to have primaries run against these Republicans who voted against him is something that's now coming to light.
What do we know? We know that Trump has no bottom whatsoever. We do know that he's been conspiring to keep control and to be reinstalled, because if not reelected, as the president of the United States. It's disgusting, it's anti-democratic, and it's an affront to the United States Constitution, which sets all of this up. But he continued to do this because he's probably so worried about what happens after he loses power. You know, David, we made a major error when we said, and when the government said, and the Justice Department said, you couldn't indict a sitting president, that you couldn't sanction him. All of that made him above the law. And no one in this country ought to be above the law. It's really that simple. The law said he should produce his taxes and give them to Richie Neal. He wouldn't do it. Again and again and again, this incredible power that the man had as president was used to thwart the democratic process. It's that simple. Now, when you look at the way in which this is all going, you have a Democratic Party and a Republican Party. If Trump, who has a lot of power with Republicans, splits the parties and makes two parties, obviously that will give the Democrats more and more control. Because there will be many institutionalists, people who believe in the Republican Party, the old Republican Party, the party of the Bushes and the Eisenhowers and all the others, That is going to be a suicidal effort. But of course, he does it because he doesn't give a damn about anybody but himself. And in order to keep control, he has to frighten the wits out of the Republicans. And so Robert Reich comes along and he says, here's an idea. Why don't we have secret ballots? Well, again, David, that is antithetical to the concept of representative democracy.
And doesn't it all come down to being prosecuted in New York?
It does. Look, something is scaring the hell out of Trump. On the one hand, he just may want to reimagine American government into a fascist totalitarian state. On the other, he may want to do that because he is afraid of what the law will do to him. And as we know, the federal law was one thing. But now we're talking about the state law. Biden has said, leave him alone, basically. We got important business to do. We can't cloud all of that. But there's another way of looking at it, and that is that he is just scared. Scared witless about wearing an orange jumpsuit. Because it does appear there may be some real irregularities in his taxes and other things that needs to be clarified.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, thank you.
Well, it's very cold out there, David, but we can warm it all up by putting something in an envelope and sending it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, and help us get that lockbox filled, because we know we're not going to be able to have 19 volunteers in a room, in which case you'd have a super spreader event.
Indeed.
And we've got to do it.
Keep the flame alive.
Keep the flame alive.